Mr. Change a Dollar. Mr. Change a Dollar. Mr. Change a Dollar and give me a lucky dime. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues made me leave my home. Mississippi John Hurt this morning. Good morning to you.
Scott Ainsley, live audience here at the Chapel in the Pines on a Monday morning, and plenty of energy toward this particular Monday and any Monday at Summer Acoustic Music Week. We've got lots on our plate, but I'll tell you that there are a lot of weary-looking people who have already been busy having a lot of fun. And Scott, that song is just going to get it launched. It's going to get this amazing week launched, and we'll have these broadcasts daily now for the week. And cozy when I named that Scott is living in Vermont and you're in Massachusetts and Utah. Is that?
No, nope, I'm just in Massachusetts.
Oh, we are so lucky in Massachusetts, I must say. So cozy, share it and tell us a little about the music and the song you might want to do.
Well, I was knowing that I had Scott next to me, so I mentioned if he might want to play along on this. When I was waking up this morning, this is such a beautiful place, and New Hampshire in the summer. I grew up in Concord, just an hour south of here, and this is a song I wrote about the field outside my house where my parents were living at the time I was writing this. This is called My Mother's House.
And the combination, the 1-2 of the songs that have just unfolded in this early morning live radio show model what happens for Summer Acoustic Music Week and through the UMB radio station that we have tradition, deep tradition, that's speaking one whole piece of history. And then Cozy writing a song that brings us into a present with images and power. And the people who attend Summer Acoustic Music Week, those of us fortunate enough this week to be together in this room, will be drawing on all of those musical strengths and adding our own for the week. And Charlie's Coke's harmony, the matching, the pairing of Cozy and Charlie's voices is outstanding. So that drawing on this source, mostly I'm going to keep asking for music, inviting music from you, because what an opportunity for us all. Scott, what do you think?
In addition to being a blues guitarist, I write every now and then. I only write songs really when I feel I have to write a song.
Mm-hmm.
And this was written about 6 weeks before Katrina rolled through in New Orleans. And it's a spooky song because, without changing a word, it's a song about losing somebody in New Orleans, a lost love, set in Louisiana. But after Katrina came through, without changing a word, it really became a song about losing a city. I met you down at Evangeline, wearing one of your pretty things. Never forget how you looked that day, your eyes so bright as you walked my way. But I've been lonely, I've been blue, feeling lost since I lost you. And the wind's picking up on Lake Pontchartrain. Any fool could see it's gonna rain. We're gonna rain. Oh, we're gonna rain. Sun's peeking in underneath the blinds. What makes you think you're welcome here? Go find yourself someplace else to shine. I gotta get out of here. There's beer bottles and broken Mardi Gras beads laid up between parked cars. Got me a cold morning here in New Orleans, and no good idea where you are. Oh, it's gonna rain. Yeah, gonna rain. Oh, yeah, gonna rain. And last night, from the vast cold vacuum of space, by the light of that moon, I swear I could see your face. Half lit neath the cypress trees, where the cottonwoods a whisper in the evening breeze. I know you've gone, I know we've changed, but I still get this feeling when I can smell the rain. I never come down here to Bourbon Street. Nobody in this crowd that I care to meet, but I'll have one little whiskey in your name as they run for the doorways and it starts to rain. It's gonna rain. We're gonna rain. Oh, yeah, gonna rain. Oh, it's gonna rain.
Hopefully it won't rain.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not right this particular Monday. And Scott Ainsley, again, it's just use of language. Scott and Cozy as songwriters are extraordinary. And the clarity and the use of the English language to communicate these feelings is really excellent. And that makes you both ideal teachers for Summer Acoustic Music Week. That's something that people are reaching for constantly. And Cozy, you'll be doing something about games for songwriters.
We're going to play songwriting games, yep.
Yep, songwriting just games. Just keep finding your way in.
Creativity games.
Mm-hmm. And you have a new project, is that right? Do you have a...
My project right now is actually taking care of my mom, but I
that's an important...
It's a good
critical.
Project.
Yep, it's a good project. Meanwhile... another song? What have you got?
Yeah, well, I love that Scott said I had to write this song. I think that's what you said, I had to write it. So I had to write this song because I needed a home for a cat. I had left many cats behind in Utah, and this one, when I moved east, she was part feral, so you couldn't put her in a cat carrier or she lost her mind. So I had left her in Moab, where I was living, and the person who had her, it wasn't working out anymore, and she had ended up running away, and she was eating out of the trash behind my old house. My neighbors would be calling me saying, "Your cat, Skip, she's eating out of the trash behind your house." And so I was calling everyone trying to find a home for my cat. And no one was answering my emails. So I decided that this song was gonna have to get Skip a home, so. Skip needs a home. She's an independent girl. She had a rough start, and it's not a fair world. It's cold tonight and she's on her own. I need to find her a home. So do you have a barn and room in your heart? She'll move in if you give her some time. She has a good heart inside her, my little survivor, three-legged cat in a four-legged world. Do you have a home for my little girl? 7 years ago, she appeared behind the shed in the neighbor's yard, sleeping undercover, the color of the autumn leaves, the size of my hand. And we don't know how it happened. It might have been a trap or the mouth of a coyote. Got one foot on that cat. Somehow it happened, and somehow she's still alive. Skip knows how to survive. So do you have a barn and room in your heart? She'll move in if you give her some time. She has a good heart inside her, my little survivor, three-legged cat in a four-legged world. Do you have a home for my little girl? 'Cause she's still half wild, she's just part tame. Watch her run across the yard and you'll understand her name. So do you have a barn and room in your heart? She'll move in if you give her some time. She has a good heart inside her, my little survivor, three-legged cat in a four-legged world. Do you have a home for my little girl? Do you have a home for my little girl?
This is a live show. 7:30 in the morning, the music began here with a room full of participants who are listening with all ears and paying such loving attention to the songs that Scott Ainsley and Cozy Sheridan are offering us. We can have even more music. Scott.
Oh, I'm all in favor of that.
Yeah, agreed.
I want to hear Cozy sing two more. I'm just going to lay out. And Charlie, too. That's just lovely. Yeah. This is a song that comes right out of the newspaper. In 1982, U.S. Steel closed in Pittsburgh. They shut down the Carnegie Steelworks. Right. They had sold off parts of the business as machinery broke. Rather than repair it and keep Pittsburgh in business, they decided to just shut down parts of the factory. So the last day that they were working, there were 12 guys making screws for coal mine ceilings. And so there was an article about the closing of this iconic American steel plant in the Times, and all the details in this song come straight out of that. I keep wishing this song would go out of style, but it hasn't. I'm just 36. I've got four little ones. Been working here 17 years. Setting rivets and welding and working the cranes. 17 years going straight down the drain, building a future that never came. Married straight out of high school, had me some fun. Come Monday, I guess she'll be gone. We built the United Nations and the Empire State, and the steel arch spans over Mackinac Straits. And next week they're locking the gate. Don't they know what they're doing, what we made, what they ruined? Don't they know it's my world too? Don't they know it's my world too? Newspapers leap and twirl down the street, crazy kind of waltz. Husbands and wives toss and turn in their sleep. Their bridges are falling from under their feet. Tell me who's sown the seeds that we reap. Don't they know what they're doing, what we made, what they ruin? Don't they know it's my world too? Don't they know it's my world too? And your smokestacks have darkened the stars in our skies, and your foundry that blew sparks and soot in our eyes always looked like the 4th of July. The lights go out here about 8:45. This old steel town is dying. All these houses for sale, and ain't none of them sold. My pockets are empty, my fingers are cold, and I'm so tired of doing what I'm told. Yes, I'm so tired of doing what I'm told. Thank you.
looking the stars in our skies, and your foundry that blew sparks and soot in our eyes always looked like the 4th of July.
We sing a great deal at Summer Acoustic Music Week, and Scott will be doing a blues singing class. We just the chance to release that voice and to hear Scott this crack of dawn with that power and strength and energy is a wonderful thing. And I know we have time for one more song at least. Cozy, would you?
Yeah. Gosh, Scott, that was just gorgeous. That last bridge is just is chilling, just beautiful, really. That chicken skin thing.
Yeah.
Well, because Charlie's here, and this is a song I actually started here last time we were here in 2013. I began this. It took me a number of years to figure out where it was supposed to go, but I thought, well, here's a song that started here.
Oh, hooray.
This is called Sometimes I Feel Too Much. I got to remember, it's too similar to that one. Let's see.
If you had any question about this being a live radio show, this confirms that we are in the moment and that this is a piece of that
right.
Process. Cozy sharing.
Sometimes I feel too much, and then I can't feel anything at all. Too many phones ring in my head, and I don't answer any calls. I close my door and sit in my room and wait for my heart to come round. Sometimes I feel too much and the machine shuts down. And I offer my regrets. Only part of me is here. A moment of adversity and my heart just disappears. It just seems to happen. It's not something I try to do. It's like I've got a boat and the boat has a hole and my heart falls through. Disappear. Can you find it for me? The muscle that knows how to carry on, it attaches in the back. It acts as a sort of shield for the heart, protecting it from attack. And it engages in uncertainty. Take one more step, now try, 'cause it will not help to sit down on the sidewalk and cry. But you know, and you see, my heart has disappeared.
Thank you so much. Cozy Sheridan has been playing and singing for us this morning, and Scott Ainslie, Charlie Koch on vocals. Here at the mic, here at the controls, we have engineer John Dorshak, engineer extraordinaire, to thank, and back at WUMB, Grady Motes, engineering there. And also we thank Patty Domeniconi, general manager of WUMB Radio. And this is Lorraine Hammond, and we'll be doing these shows for the week, which is a wonderful thing. Thank you all for being in the studio and for listening wherever you are listening just now. Thank you.